It is the weekend. It is John Givens. I'm joined by Neil Atkinson, by Phil Blundell, and by Kiefer. I've just realised I don't know your surname.
McDonald.
McDonald. Yeah. I'll never get that wrong again. Kiefer McDonald, solid name. Really good. Like Braveheart. Really into it. We are going to talk about the weekend's football action with a bit of a tinge towards Liverpool, but I am... half-titling, subtitling, working title, who's having fun? Because I'm more interested in that than league tables, to be honest with you. I would set up a vibes league table for every year and I'm very much sure to reflect on that. So we're going to try and cobble something together that we can work through for the rest of the season. That is always what I've got my eye on, because only one team can win the league. But Seville get to have fun, and Seville seem to be, but... Before we do all that, Kiefer, you went to the game yesterday. Us three have talked about it, some of us at length. You haven't yet, so what do you make of it?
I had loads of fun. I thought it was a great day. I mean, it's difficult, isn't it, at the minute to kind of assess Liverpool, because they've had such a, you know, an overhaul in terms of the squad. And it does feel very momentsy at the minute. You know, you look at the three games. Chiesa obviously gets the winner against Bournemouth. Then obviously you have Engamore at Newcastle last week, and then it's, you know, a bullet out of the blue from Szoboszlai yesterday. I don't think anyone really expects him when he's lining up to... I actually said to me, mate, yesterday, if this goes in, I'll book Galatasaray. So that's kind of how
it's an expensive goal.
Yeah, you're meant to win money on that.
That's how unlikely the whole thing was. But yeah, I mean, in terms of the game, I think everyone kind of knew what to expect from Arsenal. I think Arteta's got to that stage now where there's so much pressure on him that he's almost like not wanting to lose games rather than win games. I don't think he backs himself with the small margins. I think, you know, you look at Liverpool a few years ago when they were missing out on the title by a point here and there. They almost, you know, they did a few bits of tinkering. They backed themselves to make a lot of difference. I think with Arsenal, they're thinking, right, let's not lose any more points. Let's not try and make the points up. Let's just not lose them. So it was a... You know, they didn't come to play a great deal of football, did they? They kind of had the outball of Madueke and stuff, but I thought Liverpool grew into the game. I thought, obviously, Arsenal's midfield full of quality, isn't it? But as I say, it's just, I mean, what do they have? Six defenders on the pitch at one point or something, and it's just like, how do you kind of get past that? It's a frustrating afternoon. I think, obviously, if the goal isn't in, you kind of look at it with a completely different set of eyes, but, you know, it's probably too early now to be talking about six-pointers and ramifications it could have. But I think, you know, when you're looking at the home straight, you know, whether it be April, May time, that's going to be a huge 3 points.